Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I've had the good fortune of spending some time out there over the last several years. It's been a developing school that is for the first time in the Minnesota State High School League. And we welcome their athletic director, John Jensen, to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
That was a nice win yesterday, huh?
It was. I think the coaches were knowing that the kids were going to have a little nervousness to their game early on playing at the Excel Center for the first time. But I think the second and third period, they settled in and played the style that they've been playing all season.
What did, you know, when you... Gentry Academy, I've been asked to explain this a couple of times, and it's a leadership academy that started back in 2014. I can give it some lip service, but explain Gentry Academy. Give us the one paragraph of exactly what this is and what kind of a school it wants to be in Minnesota.
Yeah, so Gentry Academy is an accredited 5th through 12th leadership academy, and that's kind of our focus here is teaching the kids life lessons, leadership that we feel that our students need to know about and learn and you know, different things that they'll use throughout their life as they grow.
And explain the curriculum when you're trying to develop leaders and leadership. What does that look like? What does that feel like?
Well, it's different every day. Megan Stone is our leadership director here at the Academy, and she wrote a book, Owning Your Education. And, you know, she takes a lot of the structure that's built into each leadership class per grade and kind of delves into that. And, as the kids get older, the leadership lessons become a little bit more detail-oriented. But, I think it's been very productive for our kids at, you know, starting in fifth grade and sixth grade and so on, all the way up to a senior in high school, learning these life skills and lessons that they'll use as they enter the workforce.
You know, you played hockey yourself and been an athlete. The whole concept of leadership is interesting. Do you see... are there born leaders, and can people be taught to be good leaders? What is it that we bring from our DNA, and what can we further and extract and infuse in people?
Well, I think absolutely you can become a leader, and not all of us, you know, may not be great leaders right away at a young age. But I think, you know, if you're surrounded around good people that can mentor you and teach you the right things and the right ways to go about things. You can learn a little bit as you go, and obviously life experiences play a huge part in that. And watching older people go through things and how they persevere through that are all lessons that aid into individuals being a leader.
You know, on your campus, it's a pretty cool campus, and right across the parking lot is the hockey arena. It's a public arena, but you guys use it and access it and rent it out. What does that feel like there? Because I feel like there's always kind of this bevy of activity going back and forth, and there's an energy about Gentry. Can you explain that and the design and the layout of it that lends itself to that?
Sure. So our school is in Badness Heights. We're off of County Road E, and TCO now, who just bought the naming rights to the Badness Sports Center, Twin City Orthopedics, has the naming rights for those two rinks there. And the kids going back and forth are participating in our PE class through our win time, which is what I need. So we have kids that are taking their PE class at the new turf facility that they just put the dome up for, or the dome came down and then they redid that facility. There's the ice rink there. We have a weight room, which you've seen in the Gentry Academy basement. So, wind time activity, what I need, the kids can do academic enrichment. They can do art class. They can do Phi-Ed, they can do engineering, electives, internships. It's all part of our daily structure at Gentry.
So the win time is an optional where kids can kind of focus on an area that they want to thrive on, improve on, whatever it is that maybe they have a passion for, huh?
Yes, and that's a great way to put it. The passion is, we have a lot of kids that are passionate about different activities and to provide an experience and a culture where they're able to do that has been very productive for them.
Joe Jensen is our guest, athletic director at Gentry Academy, both their boys and girls team in the state high school hockey tournament. The first year that you've been in the state high school league and be able to participate in this, what is that process like to get into the MSHSL? I guess I don't even know.
Well, we've had a boys hockey team that's been in the MSHSL for 3 years now. This is our third year. Our girls program just started up. This year is their inaugural season. And filing it with the high school league is a process. And, you know, Gentry has taken the necessary steps to, be a good standing member with the high school league.
And you people have already speculated that you could go from 1A to 2A, and you told me that's already in the works, right?
Yeah, Gentry Academy filed the opt-up paperwork in the fall. They have opt-up opportunities for schools every 2 years, and this was the year to do it. So we're hoping to have all of our athletics at the AA level next year.
And then you do some co-ops with other schools. How does that work? Do you apply for that? Do you find a partner and go? You see this now throughout the Twin Cities where, you know, in certain sports you co-op with different schools to maximize opportunities for your kids.
Correct. And that's what this is all about is providing opportunities, in athletics for student athletes. And, we co-op with Mounts Park Academy for cross country, track and field, baseball, softball, football, golf. We co-op with St. Croix Prep Academy for football. And then girls lacrosse, we are co-oping with Henry Sibley. So, you know, how co-ops normally work is you have students that are interested in an activity, and you may not have the numbers to be able to host your own sponsored activity or athletics. And so you reach out to other athletic directors that might be in the same boat as well. And sometimes it works out and makes sense, and sometimes it doesn't. But logistically, with our co-ops that we have with these particular schools, it makes sense. And it gives our kids opportunities, as well as these other schools, kids opportunities to participate in athletics and activities.
You know, Joe, Tammy Lucius helped start the school. She was the innovator. She has a couple of boys that very advanced hockey players playing in the Michigan USA program. And she had a vision for this. Explain her as a visionary, because she's the one that got behind this early and said, let's create this. And even though she's not in Minnesota as much as she used to be because of her two kids playing and one projected as a possible first-round draft pick, explain her vision for this and what's that like to feed off of her energy.
Yeah, so you know, I think the vision of Gentry Academy all started with her, you know, her thoughts of wanting to have a more leadership based academics for kids. And you know, it started, you know, the school started with, you know, maybe 20 kids, and now we're up to 265. And I think that we feel like a lot of people in the community are seeing the benefit of being taught these leadership and these life skills to kids at young ages. And we've had a lot of success with our kids that have graduated from Gentry Academy, moving on to Ivy League schools that are currently, you know, taking doctorates and becoming very successful. And I think that's where this whole thing stemmed was, you know, building leaders and building, you know, having kids, especially at younger ages, learn these fundamentals of leadership and using them throughout their life as they grow.
Now, I can't let you off. You played, had a cup of coffee in the National Hockey League. You played over in Europe professionally, but you're a St. Cloud State alum, and they are in the Frozen Four. What are we seeing here? How you like their odds?
Well, I like their odds a lot. They got a tough draw with Mankato State, who's playing great hockey right now. But Brett Larson came in a couple of years back from Duluth, and he's done a great job with that program and getting all those guys to buy in. It's not always easy bringing in a new coach, you know, once Coach Motzko left to the U. But he's done a great job, and he's a very nice guy. He's a young guy. He's had success at every level he's coached at, and the team is great. They're playing great hockey right now. Their goalie is playing incredibly, and they're hot. And they, you know, at the end of the season like this, you got to be a little lucky. And obviously, there's COVID things going on right now, but to be playing your best hockey at the end of the year is where you want to be, and I think St. Cloud is doing that.
You know, you talk about Gentry Academy and what you guys did to revolutionize some of the way you think about education. But, you know, a guy named Herb Brooks went into the St. Cloud program and made it Division I. And I can't imagine how he'd be smiling to see three Minnesota schools, even though the Gophers aren't in his alma mater, playing in the Frozen Four right now, because he was about creating opportunities for hockey, wasn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, Herbie was you know, a founder of St. Cloud hockey program, and he's done so much for the game, and it'll be echoing for a long time with all the things that he's built. And Herbie was actually the guy that advocated for me to get drafted by the Pittsburgh Penguins. So
really,
everybody's got a story about Herbie or knows of him, and he's a pretty unique guy.
Well, Joe, appreciate it very much. Thank you for giving us some time and shedding some light on it, because people, I think, are going to hear the Gentry Academy a lot over the next few days, the way your boys and girls teams are playing right now.
I appreciate that, Mike. I'm a big fan, and thank you, Eric, for having me on.
You bet. Joe Jensen, Athletic Director at Gentry Academy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.